Good morning. How are you this morning? Good. All right. Well, this morning I want to tell you a story about our daddy. This is my brother, Scott. He's my little brother. He had three big sisters, and that wasn't very much fun. But he has a picture he's going to show you of our daddy and our mommy. And that's our daddy. And you know, our dad had to quit school when he was fairly young to help work because his dad, something happened to his dad, and so he had to go to work to help the family. They could do that back then. And he couldn't read very good. And so he didn't think he was very, very smart. But, you know, he was a good daddy, and I always knew he loved me. Sometimes I'd sit on his lap, and when I'd get sick, he'd say, "I wish I could be sick for you, Margie." But he couldn't be. But he was always very, very good to me, and he took us to the fair, and we had animals, and we had lots and lots of fun, and he always worked really, really hard. Well, after we got bigger, and my mom and dad moved to the beach. And do you know what people like to do at the beach? What do they like to do? Swim in the water. What else?
Play.
And you know what my dad started doing? You know, my dad always worked hard and he never had a habit he did. What do you think he did?
Surfing.
Surfing. Oh, no. That would have been interesting. But he didn't. But he started flying kites. And he could fly a whole bunch of kites at once. And then he started entering kite competitions. And they would go, if you ever get to go to Long Beach, Washington, it's really a long beach. It has a great big boardwalk. And they have a special kite festival. And you go and you see all these different kind of kites up in the sky. And some of them look like the bottom part of a person's body. Legs out there flying and just all kinds of things. And then they take the kites and they play music and they make the kites dance. And my daddy would do that. And then you know what our dad started doing? He started making tiny little kites. And they had to fly in order to enter into this competition. And so he would have a TV tray and some little tiny toothpicks. And Scott, I just happened to tell Scott what I was going to tell the story about. And he said, "I have some of those little tiny kites." And he would take tissue paper and glue, and he would sit in his rocking chair, and he would make these little tiny kites. And they had to stay up for so many seconds. Now, my daddy didn't think he was smart. But you know what? When I saw those little kites, I said, "Daddy, you are an aerodynamic engineer." Because he could make these little tiny kites and they would fly. And it was so awesome because, you know, God gives each one of you talents. And you may not think you're very special, but you are. And you have gifts that you don't even begin to know about. But God will bless you. And so Daddy would fly these kites, and he even got trophies. And some of his kites are in a museum in Lincoln City. And here's my daddy with one of the kites, and this is one of the trophies that he got. I don't think he would have been very good at surfing because he wasn't very athletic that way. He was, and he was hairy like a gorilla, too. When we would go and stay at the fair and he would stay in the boys' dorm, they say, "Oh, is that your dad that looks like a big bear?"
There's another one that he made.
But, you know, we, even if we don't have a daddy in our lives or our daddies are gone, our daddy's been gone for 19 years, we have a heavenly father who takes care of us and loves us. And he never goes to sleep, and he is always there for us. We can talk to him any day or night. And someday we'll probably even get to sit on his lap. I still miss getting to sit on my daddy's lap. But we have a heavenly father, so you can always remember that we have a heavenly father that we can talk to and that loves us and will take care of us and be there. And when we need help, we can just say, "Daddy, help me," and he will. Let's have a little prayer, and then as you go to the back after you've collected the plates with the offering, Scott's going to be back there, and everybody gets a kite. Now, these aren't very good kites, so they probably won't last very long. But I wanted you to have something to remember. And as you fly your kite up high, if it does fly, you can think about your Heavenly Father who loves you very much. Let's have a little prayer, okay? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are always our Heavenly Daddy, that you are always there for us no matter what, that you never sleep nor slumber, and that you send angels to take care of us and watch over us. And Father, each one of these children is special and has a special gift and talent. Help them to see how special they are to you, and then to grow in knowledge of you. And we thank you, and happy Father's Day, Heavenly Father. Amen.